When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly! Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
You ever heard the story of Harry? He was a legend around here. Until one afternoon, he left and never came back. Turns out, Harry went and made himself a website using Squarespace. Used Squarespace domains to buy artisanseatcushions.com. And he built a beautiful site with an online store to sell his artisan seat cushions. Now Harry's sitting on a fortune. And if our Harry can do it, anyone can. Build your business at squarespace.com. Use offer code EVERYTHING for 10% off your website or domain.
Amazing production of Come From Away is at the Orpheum Theater in Minneapolis through January 23rd. It's actually the true story of 7,000 stranded airline passengers and small towns in Newfoundland that welcomed them on 9/11. Joining us now is Becky Gulsvig, who plays the pilot in other roles. Becky has Minnesota roots. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And I understand you are a proud Moorhead Spud. You even did some performances at Trollwood in the Red River Valley. Can you talk about growing up in the Red River Valley? And if you want to give any shout out to friends over that way, we'd welcome that too.
Oh, absolutely. So yes, I grew up in Moorhead and graduated from Moorhead High. And I will happily sing the praises of Trollwood Performing Arts School. I did 3 summers there back in the day at the old space, actually. They have a new beautiful space now on the Moorhead side of the river, but I was at the old space up in North Fargo. And I loved being a spud, and Rebecca Meyer Larson and her theater and speech programs are amazing there. And I'm very grateful to not only grow up there, but then to have all the support as I've moved forward and far and around and everywhere. I've always felt the hometown love, and I really appreciate it.
That's wonderful. They've got to be so proud of you. Well, I tell you, I'm the lucky one who got to see Come From Away so far. My goodness, this production is incredible. And you are incredible. Each cast member was just amazing to the person. Can you tell us a little bit more about this production for people who maybe aren't as familiar with it? And just the staging itself is so unique.
Yes. So I love this show so much. I saw it as an audience member in New York. I was in a different show at the time when it opened in the city, and we went on our night off. I happened to be married to a Canadian, so he said he would go with me, which was very exciting, and we fell in love with this show. The story is amazing, which I know we'll talk about in a minute, but the staging, there's 12 of us on stage, and we all play multiple roles the whole show. So each of us have 2 main characters, and then there's other characters we play throughout that say a line or two here and there. But we're switching hats, we're moving chairs for each other, we're putting on jackets to represent different characters, we're moving tables. It's very minimalistic, but very brilliant. The lighting plays a huge part in telling the story. It's an all-skate teamwork sort of story. Like, we all have to be a part of every moment to make it happen. And that is what I love about this show. You have to work together, and you have to help each other, and that is what we are telling about this story, is that, you know, you have to help each other when things go crazy. And so the staging facilitates the story itself, and it's really, really special.
You're so right, though, about the lighting and how, you know, it wasn't confusing when you were moving from character to character, just the addition of a jacket. I knew you were the pilot, and it just was really easy to follow with the lighting as well. So I gave people a little bit at the top of what this story is about. What does this story mean to you, and how were you able to, and the other cast members, research the roles to do this?
So we're all playing real people. We got to meet the real people throughout the run of this show. So we opened this tour just over 3 years ago, and I did the first year. And what's really neat about playing real people is they come to the show. I met Bev and Tom, her husband, in rehearsals, which was very nerve-wracking. I had barely learned the show yet. But then they would come to openings. We had a lot of the real people at our opening in Seattle. There's a lot of news clips we can watch. There's a book out that Kevin T. wrote, and there's just a lot of material. And also, you know, most of us were alive when this day happened. And so the feeling of that day, if you lived through that day, you don't forget that feeling no matter where you were. I was in New York at the time. And so I knew that side of things. But being able to dig into this story has been really therapeutic for a lot of us, especially the New Yorkers, to know the kind of love and care that happened around the world on that day in the face of tragedy. And coming out of this pandemic, I mean, poof, you know, everyone has their own story from the last 2 years of things that didn't go great. Yes. And so being able to get back on stage and being able to tell this story of love and kindness, it means a lot to us. It really does.
We're talking to Becky Gulsvik. She's starring in Come From Away at the Orpheum Theater. It runs through January 23rd. And she's a proud Moorhead Spud. We love our Spuds. And also a former Trollwood Performing Arts actress, who I'm sure they're very proud of where you have landed now. And you talk about getting in touch with your own emotions related to the story. You say you're married to a Canadian. You landed there in the production and you're dealing with a lot of Canadians. Did he give you any advice, or did he feel it was authentic enough?
Well, he's actually from Ontario. And so I actually had to school him a little bit because, you know, when I did Legally Blonde for a long time, and we had to sort of get away from this whole like blonde joke, blonde stereotype, all that stuff. And I say that comparing it to the Newfoundland story, because in Canada, they are often the butt of a joke. And my husband, I had to remind him that no, like we're not that, we are going to shift that focus. And he's the kindest person ever. So I'm not saying he's terrible. I just mean that it was really nice to refocus the story of Newfoundland on the kindness and make sure that we are telling the truth of their story. And that has been a joy to discover, because I feel like Gander is everybody's hometown. It is full of all those people that love you and support you and will take care of you. And to be able to celebrate that Canadian spirit is just wonderful. I mean, there's a joke at the end where they say, you know, why are Newfoundlanders so terrible at knock-knock jokes? I don't know. You try. Knock-knock. Come on in. The door's open. Like, it's a perfect description of just how open and kind they are. And to be able to celebrate that is just a joy.
Absolutely. What surprised you the most about playing the roles that you play in this production? Was there anything that sort of took you off guard? Because you said you got to meet the characters or the people that you're playing, because this is based on a true story. Anything surprise you in what you're doing, or maybe the emotions you feel as you're playing these roles?
Well, we always feel emotional playing these roles, because this story, it's just so well crafted. It's such a great story, and you have to lean into it with your whole heart. That being said, we're not supposed to cry. So, because if we feel all these emotions, then we don't let the audience feel them. And we have been very specifically directed to make sure that we don't go there so that we can let the audience go there, which can be a challenge, you know, because when things happen off stage and then you crack your heart open on stage, it's hard to not let that, you know, bleed through. But just, I don't know if anything really surprised me per se, but I just love it. I love it so much.
You can tell.
Just how this is what theater should be. It should be telling stories for good and for better and inspiring people to be better people. Respect the story. I respect how the company works. I respect my fellow actors. I mean, it's just a really great team, and it's theater for all the right reasons.
Absolutely. And just real quickly, I know you had a special greeting in the program to your father, who passed away unexpectedly this past June. He's very well respected in the Fargo-Moorhead area. Any thoughts you want to share about him as we wrap up our conversation?
Well, now you'll just make me cry. Yeah, I miss him a lot. And it really sucks that he's not here. But I'm really proud to bring the show back to Minnesota. And it's a really hard thing to walk through. And actually, a lot of our company members lost parents this past year and a half. So that's been really hard. And I'm not glad anyone lost a parent, but I'm glad I have my fellow company members, because we're not alone in that. But it's been really hard. So I'm glad that I can be here, and I'm really building a thicker skin because of all of this. but I miss him.
Well, we're really thinking about you, sending our love to you, and I had to be so proud of you, your whole family, the whole community in the Fargo-Moorhead area. So proud of everything you've accomplished. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you sharing your talents and telling this story and thinking about you and your love for your dad.
Thanks a lot.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.